This is crazy, you think to yourself, as the waiter guides the two of you to your table. You know that your boyfriend bought the little remote control bullet for this exact reason, but you can't believe you're actually going to do it. You sit down at the table. It's right in the middle of the restaurant. You were hoping for a corner table, but he had other plans. He grins at you as you sit down and pick up your menus. He puts a hand in his pocket, and the little vibrator taped to your clit begins to pulse, slowly. Your eyes run down the menu, not really reading it. Each brief pulse from the bullet sends a little shock through your body. There's so many people around you, and you're sitting right at the heart of the restaurant. Someone's going to notice. You look up at him nervously. He's already looking at you. Quickly, you look away again. He laughs, and the vibration suddenly ramps up for a moment before returning to its slow, rhythmic pulse. You set the menu down, unable to concentrate. You spread your napkin on your lap. Maybe it'll hide what I'm doing somehow, you think. The waiter approaches and asks if you're ready to order. Your boyfriend says yes and sets down his menu. You notice that his hand is in his pocket, on the remote. The pulsing becomes a low, rumbling hum. He points at something on the menu and says to the waiter, "I'm having trouble deciding tonight. What kind of wine would you recommend for this steak?" The waiter rattles off a list of wines. The hum is building slowly against you. "What about for this swordfish?" he asks. The waiter describes a few more wines. Your boyfriend is asking about tonight's specials, but you lose track of the conversation. You can hear your heart thumping in your ears. The vibration is increasing, increasing. Your eyes are closing. You hear voices nearby, but they slip past you. Suddenly the vibration stops and you snap your eyes open, startled. Your boyfriend and the waiter are looking at you expectantly. "And what would you like, madam?" the waiter repeats, smiling. You stammer something about a salad, then hastily grab your glass of water, more to steady your shaking hand than anything else. The waiter leaves. Your boyfriend smiles up at you. "You need to be more careful," he murmurs, as the vibrator resumes its low humming. "If you're not, people will start to wonder what you're up to." You chat while you wait for your food. Sometimes, he waits until you've started talking before ramping up the speed of the bullet, causing your words to catch in your throat mid-sentence. Sometimes he leaves it low while you talk, and pushes it up when he replies, drowning out his words in the overwhelming sensation. The waiter arrives with your soup. The low hum rises slightly. "From now on, this is as low as it goes," your boyfriend whispers. Your face is flushed as the waiter sets down the first course and walks away. Your boyfriend doesn't reach for his spoon. Instead, he stares at you hungrily. "Aren't you going to taste it?" he asks. You take your spoon in your trembling fingers. You know he's up to something. You dip the spoon in your soup. You start to bring it slowly up, your lips parting. The buzz slowly increases as you raise the spoon. By the time it reaches your mouth, the buzz is overwhelming. You lower the spoon, your breath's ragged. "Eat it," it whispers at you. You raise the spoon again slowly, and again the vibration builds. It peaks as you put the hot trickle of salty, savory liquid in your mouth. You close your eyes and moan. "It's good, isn't it?" he says with his best wicked grin. You nod. He picks up his spoon and begins to eat as well. You keep going until all of the soup is gone. Each time you sip up the broth, a new wave of pleasure threatens to make you scream. Finally, the soup is gone. Red-faced and sweating, you gulp down some cool water. The people here, they must know, you think. Your breath is coming out in little gasps, and you're so flushed. One look at you, and they'd be able to tell. But you can't stop now. The waiter arrives with the main course. Your boyfriend, mercifully, leaves the bullet at its medium hum. He gets his steak, and you get your salad. The waiter turns to leave, and you close your eyes, overcome by the sensation, hearing the din of voices all around you. The vibration rises suddenly, and your boyfriend calls the waiter back. "Tell the chef we really enjoyed the soup," he says to the waiter. The waiter says that he would be delighted to, and leaves. The bullet does not relent. "This is the new baseline," your boyfriend whispers across the table. "I wonder if you can make it through your salad like this." He knows he wants you to lose control. You decide it's too risky. You begin to eat your salad as fast as you can, gasping, wincing, grinding your thighs together in search of relief from the growing pressure. A sudden quick burst from the bullet makes you drop your fork. You barely notice. Your fingers curl into the tablecloth and your eyes shut hard. That was too close. You almost screamed. But it only lasted a second. You hastily find your fork again. You're almost finished when you think to look at your boyfriend. He's eating his steak slowly, savoring it. "Damn him," you think. "He wants to see me squirm." You finish your salad. You lean across the table and whisper, begging him to hurry. "This is too much. He needs to finish it." He sets his knife and fork down and leans into you. He takes your shaking hand into his. "Why are you in such a hurry?" he whispers. "Look where we are. Such a nice place. Candles, soft music. All these wonderful people around us. We should linger here as long as we can." His words are barely registering through the sensations coming from below your dress. He squeezes your hand. "Would you like dessert?" "No, yes, you don't know. You can't think." Your boyfriend catches the waiter's attention and asks for a slice of cake. When it arrives, you're all but writhing in your chair. A The waiter gives you a puzzled look as he sets it down, and you feel your heart pound. "On the house," he says, smiling. He leaves. Your boyfriend picks up a fork. "This cake looks so moist," he says. He scoops up a corner on the fork and eyes it. "I think you should have the first taste. Come here." You lean in. Your eyes are closed and your mouth hangs open slightly. He's raising the fork to your lips. The ecstasy in you is rising, but you can no longer tell if it's the vibration intensifying, the sounds of the crowd pressing in, or the anticipation of the sweet taste. The forkful of cake passes slowly into your waiting mouth and presses onto your tongue. You can't help yourself. A moan escapes and you explode. The bullet lazily slows down to a stop as your orgasm subsides. You slump in your chair, exhausted. You open your eyes and he's smiling at you. "The cake was that good, eh?" You nod and smile sheepishly. "Let's get it to go," he whispers. "We can eat the rest at home." As you're leaving, the host at the door asks if everything was to your satisfaction. "Yes," you whisper, still shaky. He smiles and tells you to come again soon. Your boyfriend looks at you, grinning, and says to the host, "We will."